Are you a business owner looking for real advice and input? You're in the right place. From concept to launch to growth, funding, and beyond. Welcome to Startup Hustle with your hosts. One once sold a business for $150 million. The other, the author of Million Dollar Bedroom. Here are your hosts of Startup Hustle, Matt DeCourcy and Matt Watson.
And we're back. Another episode of Startup Hustle. Matt DeCourcy here with Matt Watson. Hi, Matt.
What's up?
I'm ready. We've got a little change of pace today. Got a special announcement episode, and I'm probably going to beat you live on the podcast at yet another game.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. It only counts if you beat me like 13 times in a row.
I can see that happening.
The expectations have been set.
It's happened before. Yeah. It's happened before. Once again, for those of you that didn't catch the early episodes of Startup Hustle, Matt Watson once lost probably 15 straight in rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
You are, in fact, the Cleveland Browns of Rochambeau.
Cleveland Browns are coming back, though, baby.
I know.
They're coming back.
You never know. You might get it.
I'm coming back.
I'm thinking if you've probably committed a lot of crimes and been suspended from the league, then you're probably going to beat me at Rochambeau.
I'm coming back.
Actually, you did get suspended from the league. That's right. You cheated. Unbelievable. Anyway, we're going to let's just get right into our announcement. So as some of you may know, Matt and I are co-founders at a company called Full Scale. We help people build development teams in our office in Cebu City, Philippines, and also in Eastern Europe. And with that, because we have entrepreneurial ADD and we like to see other people succeed when we find the right people, we do invest resources in businesses. And that brings us to today's guest, Joel Johnson, the founder of Mixtape the Game. Hi, Joel.
Hi, guys.
So we like to keep it classy, so we won't talk about numbers and stuff like that, but we have decided to join forces with Mixtape, and I'm pretty excited about it. How do you feel about it?
I'm grateful, probably is the first word that comes to mind.
Well, thanks, man. I think that's pretty cool, and you know, we're going to get into Mixtape and what you've done, but I think it's kind of interesting to go back and kind of even talk about how we met, because this is also a success story for our sweet and greet concept.
Oh yeah.
What was it? Kiss?
It was Kiss.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, Matt wants to rock and roll every night and part of every day.
Did you guys kiss?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Well, not yet. Give it time.
Was that a kissing event?
Was it the Kiss concert, Matt?
Oh.
Kiss, like the band, like.
I'm too young for that, I think. I don't know who Kiss is.
It's R-rated.
Dude. You're not that young, buddy. You're really not. You're really not. So anyway, we host Sweet and Greet events, and that's where we, you know, we just invite entrepreneurs, influencers, investors from the Kansas City or Midwest area to come and hang out and go see a concert or an event in one of our suites here in multiple Kansas City venues. It's just literally kind of a untethered networking event, right?
Yeah, I mean, for the first time, it was just a social introduction to entrepreneurs and potential investors and things like that, which has been rare so far in my experience.
Right, you were you really did stand out though, because you did go out of your way to kind of just say thanks for doing that, and I've heard that a lot. People are like, thanks for just doing something different.
Yeah.
So we had never met before that night.
Correct.
And we used that time to talk a little bit about your business, and I got it right away. You know, I have a history in and around music, so it made a lot of sense to me. But what is Mixtape, Joel?
Mixtape is a card game. It's a card game that allows people to share their stories of their life with the soundtrack of the songs that they feel accompany those moments or those times.
Nice.
It's like making your own mixtape.
Can we play Mixtape throughout this episode?
Of course.
I see you've got some cards in front of you. Let's do it. Let's just play one. What do we got?
Okay.
Give us a card. Let's give an example.
Okay. I'll give you kind of a softball. So
okay.
What is the best road trip to Las Vegas song?
Viva Las Vegas by Elvis. What do you got?
Oh man. I'm thinking of like DMX Party Up or something.
Okay.
Nice, nice. I would probably go with anything Frank Sinatra or Dean Martin.
Okay, now what? We all picked one. So we theoretically would listen to the songs.
Correct.
Okay.
The card gets pulled. Everyone then at that point, you know, gets into their devices, finds their track, and then we play it out loud for everyone to hear. And then once everyone's got their tracks and we played them, we vote whose was the best or the worst or the most inappropriate.
So I would vote. Now, can you vote for yourself?
Technically, no.
Okay.
So there would be one person. Usually the way we play it is one, the person who pulled the card is the judge.
Okay. So while this is like an actual deck of cards, and we'll talk a little bit about that, but what you were really wanting to do was build a digital product.
Correct.
And that's what we've already started on.
We have. Yeah. Actually, it was funny because after explaining kind of the concept of the card game to you in the suite, you looked at me and said, you should make this an app.
Yeah.
And I think I said, that's why I'm here.
Yeah.
You would think you could just push a button and hear part of the song.
Well, that's what the app's going to do.
Yeah.
And no offense to the card game, because the card game's super cool, but that's where it kind of falls short because the cards don't play songs.
Exactly.
So there were a few things, you know, we like to be really candid and open. I oftentimes refer to entrepreneurs with scars. Mm-hmm. And realistically, you had a difficult time getting some people like investors or standard type money people to really get this, didn't you?
Yeah, it seemed difficult because it's a social party game, you know. But, you know, the last time I checked, you know, you don't tell people about your banking app. You tell them about the songs you love and the adventures you went on when you were younger or older. It was tough to people that had a hard time wrapping their head around the concept.
Now, I got that. But the thing that blew my mind was, all right, so you've created a partnership with an actual games distribution company, right?
Yep, correct.
Okay. And you had a pretty sizable order in the fourth quarter last year, didn't you?
We did. Yeah.
And that, what we can talk about where that's, I mean, there was being distributed at Target.
Yep.
They bought a lot.
They bought,
it was a lot.
38,000 decks.
Yeah. Yeah. That kind of validated the concept at that point.
I feel like it did from a retail standpoint as a product designer. That's where you want to be.
And that's what blew my mind. I'm like, fuck. Like, I mean, that's a lot, dude. That's a lot of anything.
Yeah. And that alone didn't seem to qualify the game or me as something to take serious.
It did with us.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, my main purpose here is to just have something else to beat Watson at.
So I think the big question is, you had that big order. Did they reorder or will they reorder? Or?
I licensed Mixtape to Breaking Games, the company who's selling it now. So they usually review those things midsummer or August. They'll go to various game trade shows.
Okay.
And that's usually when the buyers come in and start placing orders for holiday.
Okay.
And you are, and they don't fully disclose the sales numbers in like a real time kind of thing, but
to me, no.
Yeah. But we'll get updates on that.
Yeah.
So you wanted to build an app for this and it had been difficult to get people to quote, get it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you saw the twinkle in my eyes right away. And Daryl's not here on the show today, but he was there too.
Yep.
And I talked to him about it and he was like, oh dude, this is like, I could, you know, we see this being more than just an app, but being actually something that you could play with general people, but also having it be like one of those things where Tuesday night at Hooters, it's Mixtape night.
Yeah, for sure.
Or whatever. So
one of the encouraging things was just, I got a lot more positive feedback from people who end up being our users than I did from investors.
Yeah. If investors don't get it, I don't know. I mean, this isn't really like the normal thing that you run into every day. But
I mean, early stage investors usually only invest in things that they know about or they're passionate about.
Yeah.
And eventually you get to a different set of investors that are like, they just want to make money and they don't really care. But it's got to be a more stable thing kind of later.
I fit both. Like, I want to be involved in things that I get and I understand. And mainly things too that like, I can do a little more than just like write a check or provide resources for, you know,
sure.
And, you know, I think that's some of the stuff we talked about. And, you know, I mean, I know a couple of people in the music industry, not a ton, but, you know, look at, you know, like my next book that's coming out is a member of Dave Matthews' band wrote the foreword to it. Like, I don't know if Jeff Coffin or Dave Matthews is ever going to play Mixtape, but God, what happens if they did and posted a picture on Instagram or something? Or
a lot from a business standpoint.
That would be a pretty big deal. So I saw the viral nature of it. But so Joel, what made you make this game?
I was thinking about that this morning. I think ultimately it was just me replicating the times that I had at family reunions. So before we moved to Kansas City, I have aunts and uncles, my mom and dad. We always had music going in the house. Family reunions specifically, whether it was Motown or classic rock or James Taylor, I was just always in an environment where we were sitting around sharing stories, talking about their history, when they met, how they got married, things like that. And they always had songs accompanying them.
I remember playing Name That Song all the time when I was younger with my parents and grandparents.
Sure. Yeah. And on that note, let's draw another card.
Okay.
What do we got?
So this one, this one's a little more obscure. There's a little bit of fantasy built into the deck. It's not all real life scenarios and serious. Man. So what is the best song for riding a unicorn across a rainbow?
Wow.
Wow.
Am I allowed to say Colors by Ice-T?
You can say whatever you want.
Can it be the theme song to Rainbow Connection?
I don't even know what that is.
But I don't either. Yeah. But yeah.
The old kid show with what's his name, LeVar Burton.
Reading Rainbow song.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
Yes, that would. I don't know what that is, but you may have already won pre Joel's answer.
That's pretty good. Strong. Okay. Yeah.
Is it sung by LeVar Burton?
No,
I don't know.
What do you think? What do you got?
There's a song by MGMT called Electric Feel.
Oh yeah, yeah. We actually went and saw a band after our live podcast, and they played that song.
Yeah, I saw the pictures of that. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah. In all fairness to our politeness, I'm not sure we knew we were going until about 5 minutes before we got there. And yeah, that was an interesting night. Yeah. So I think I'm still hungover from that, by the way. Okay. So, let's go back to back. Let's do another one.
Okay. All right. So I have a friend who I used to DJ with in college. He's probably, in some way, shape, or form plays into the reason I created this game also. And this is a scenario that he came up with before we had cards, when I was just kind of playing it off the top of my head with friends to see if they kind of got into it. So you seat yourself at a bar, hardly noticing the silence that has followed you in. Losing a passport deep in Mexico will do that to a person. Two mezcal shots later, you turn around because uncomfortable stares from the locals have made the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. In walks the scariest man you have ever seen. He walks over to the jukebox, drops a few quarters in. What song does he play?
I'm going with the theme song from Three's Company.
I don't know.
I'll go YMCA from the Village People.
There you go. It's got to be something really weird, right? Or yeah. Okay. So now in an example here in the digital product, you'll be able to search Spotify, your own library of songs. There may even be some suggested songs in there to just try to help keep it moving.
Sure.
Now there's another component that you have designed as well that isn't just about a card in a scenario. It could be a picture.
Right.
It's kind of like caption this.
Yeah.
So if Matt and I had a picture of each other on the beach at Cebu, it could be like, what's the song that goes with this?
Is there a song about beach dwells?
I don't know much, but I know I love you.
Groovy kind of love.
Is that what that
Phil
is?
Phil Collins?
No. Oh, yeah. The whole Phil Collins library. Right. Can you do that? Can you select a whole entire catalog?
If you want to play all Phil Collins songs to every scenario, go for it.
Yeah.
We have a friend who's...
He's going out on tour again.
Oh, I'd love to see him.
Yeah, I know. It's been like 20 years. I'm curious about how he's aged.
I got a friend that composes music, and he literally only plays like orchestral music when we play Mixtape. And 75% of the time, they work.
What I love about games like this is they make people laugh.
Yeah.
Especially with, you get a weird group of friends of people, and you got inside jokes and weird songs.
Well, of course, you learn a lot about the people that you know and that you're around and whatever. I know that our development team over in Cebu has been having a good time with the game so far.
Well, that's cool because, you know,
you were on the call where they were talking about that.
Yeah. Traditionally speaking, I mean, it's written for, you know, an American's point of view, but when we turn it digital, I really feel like there's going to be all kinds of rites of passage from different cultures and different countries where people are going to be able to connect with music. It's universal.
Yeah. So there's like that. And also there's a component where you can create your own cards, create your own game. So, by the way, that is where the possible viralness kicks in. Cause you at this point, you've basically white labeled mixtape. So you could create any version of it you wanted. You could create it just for your band.
Yep.
You could create, I mean, you could do a lot of different things. So hopefully the users keep it classy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, one of the other reasons for taking it digital is that, you know, people love creating their own content. I mean, there's thousands of forms of entertainment, but ultimately what people end up doing when they get together around their proverbial campfire is telling stories.
Yeah.
Did you go to Colorado? Yeah. What'd you do?
I can't remember.
Right.
Is that a good answer? Well,
in some cases.
Try these gummy bears and you'll learn all about it.
I promise. You want to eat more than one or not.
Your song choices might go a different direction in Colorado than they would normally.
Mine are always weird. Can I point out today that you are really well-dressed today, Joel?
Thank you.
You know, the full-scale t-shirt looks great on you.
Yeah. I'm wearing one too.
Yeah. Man.
You didn't get the memo?
No.
It's casual Fridays.
I know, and I wore a collar today. It's because we have to go out to lunch.
Nice.
With someone. I don't know who we're going out to lunch with. Anyway, let's pull another card.
Okay. Okay, we'll go a little bit more serious.
Well, hang on.
Just because there are cards, you know, I do want this to be a game that endears people to each other and isn't just silly and fun. So what song reminds you of your father?
The whatever song plays when Darth Vader comes in.
Nice.
You know, I have to think of...
I'd have to, like, if I really answer that seriously, the Notre Dame fight song.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Bryan Adams, Everything I Do.
Rad.
Can you sing a little bit
deep.
Of it? Deep. Like it's like in a low octave? Or it's like just deep in general?
Yeah, deep.
Okay.
Yeah, so my dad used to be a hippie back in the day. And he would tell us stories of when he had long hair. He would listen to this song and sway his head so that his hair would move. And it was Mississippi Queen by Mountain.
Oh, yeah. Who's that by?
Mountain.
By Mountain?
Yep.
Wow. I never would have guessed that part.
Right. And so here's one of the dynamics that's neat. Is like the Notre Dame fight song, I would probably never ask you that question in the context of not knowing you. Yeah. But by you telling me that, I can get some kind of an image in my head of you and your dad watching Notre Dame. Or him being a huge Notre Dame fan, whether that's positive or negative for you, you know, it's something that the game captures.
You would very shortly thereafter learn that I'm the first male in my family and generations to not go to Notre Dame.
Why isn't it called Notre Dame, by the way?
Because we're in America.
But your name is still Matt, no matter where you go.
Yeah. But I mean,
they don't call you Mateo when you roll into Mexico.
You might be surprised what they call me in Mexico, dude.
Yeah.
If they, yeah. All right.
Let's do another card.
Yeah, I'm in.
All right. So this is, you know, before we went digital, you know, there were these, I wrote these cards like mixtape this moment, which was a photo, but picture this. You run into a burning building to rescue a puppy, a baby, a rare oil painting the art world thought was lost. What song do you play? Or mixtape this moment?
Wow.
I'll go theme song from Chariots of Fire.
What's the song in The Bodyguard where he like carries her out?
Oh, I Will Always Love You, like the Whitney Houston.
Yeah. One? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Or really any Whitney Houston song.
What song do they sing when the Titanic is going down?
That's Celine Dion, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
My heart will go on.
My heart will go on.
What did we just learn about ourselves here? Like, I mean, no doubt. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh.
Maybe it shouldn't be you guys on the beach. Maybe you guys on the Titanic, on the bow of the Titanic.
I've been on the Titanic with Matt ever since we became business partners. Trust me.
All right, next card.
Next card. All right. What's your go-to sad, melancholy breakup song?
Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On.
Nice.
Oh, my breakup song.
Breakup song.
I mean, I had probably the Cranberries Linger.
I was going to say Fuck You by CeeLo Green.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have won that round, right? I think so.
Yeah. What if you did the breaking up, though?
It's still. Oh, okay. It's the same song. It's universal. It actually applies to a lot of other things, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a long list of songs for this.
Most people do.
Yeah.
For my recent time.
Oh, yeah.
True. Sorry. Well, or congratulations.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Or fuck you.
Or CeeLo Green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we? Yeah. I wish we. The thing that sucks is like we just don't have the rights to play all these songs.
Correct.
We'd have to like license and do all that, but we won't have to do that in the app because we will do it through your Spotify, iTunes, maybe Amazon or Tencent.
Tencent.
Yeah. We're going to Asia, baby.
I'm definitely going with Queen. Don't Stop Me Now.
That's a good one.
I'm still going with Fuck You by CeeLo Green.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Again.
Let's
just keep rolling. Yeah.
I should have brought more.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We've got a limited amount of time.
Okay. Give me your defining collegiate song. And it can't be theme song from Notre Dame.
Ooh. Collegiate songs.
So one that got you through or was your favorite. You know, the context doesn't matter. It can be, you know, it can be anything. And you probably have a library, if you can remember.
I would have to probably play like every song by Phish.
Nice.
Yeah. Like something just like, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mine's going to be an Everclear album.
Oh, yeah. I love them. Right on.
Are they the ones that, do they have the, is that this, like I swim out in the ocean.
Santa Monica.
Everclear? Is that Everclear?
Yeah. You might be singing Santa Monica.
Okay.
Yeah. 311 was a big one for me.
Yeah.
That was probably the first band I listened to where I was like, okay, I get this and I love it and I'm a fan.
I and 311 are so fucking old that I listened to them when I was in high school in the early 90s.
Nice.
Which, yeah.
I mean, you're not that old. You're like a year older than me.
I know, we're old.
I just didn't discover them until.
I met one of my neighbors the other day and I didn't meet him, but I was talking to him and I was telling him, you know, that we're going to see New Kids on the Block soon.
Nice.
And he's like, cool. I was like, yeah, I mean, you're probably old enough to remember that. He's like, I'm 31.
Mm.
I told him, I said, look, of all people I know that are 31, you definitely look the oldest.
I'm sure he loved that.
Yeah, actually he did.
What was he, one when New Kids on the Block was
I know.
Around?
I thought I was like right on there. Like, I'm kind of like, yeah. And then I told my wife about that. And she goes, what? He's younger than me? Like, yeah, Jill's wrapping her arms around the fact that she's not 22 anymore.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just keep rolling, man. We're having a good time here. Yeah.
Okay. So
this is sometimes it can be a little hard. Like.
Yeah. I mean, usually in the form of gameplay, once you start playing, you get pulled along by people.
Yeah.
You know, someone will play a song and it'll jog your memory and you'll, oh yeah, I forgot about them. And then you'll start searching. You know, the beauty is having Spotify.
I think that's where the suggestions and stuff like that, or just whatever, like that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. I've had people who are, you know, audiophiles and they can think of every song and every artist off
everyone
the top of their head.
Everyone has a friend like that. They're annoying.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, dude, you don't have to know the lyrics to every single song ever.
Right.
Like, and then trivia that goes with it.
Exactly.
Like, Ken Jennings, the guy from Jeopardy that won like 74 days in a row. Like, give the rest of us a chance.
Right.
All right. Next.
Okay. Let's see. Salt Flats. One shot for the land speed record. What's your full throttle, cylinder exploding, hair on fire, racing against the clock song?
Final Countdown.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Yeah. Thank you.
I would go Ace of Spades by Motorhead.
I keep thinking of Kesha's song Blow. This place is about to blow.
I don't know, man. I think he's going to give you a run for your money.
He might, just for all the wrong reasons, yes, man.
For the
all
right all reasons.
The wrong reasons. Yeah. That'll get me started. What? You should put your glitter beard on before you sing it. For those of you not watching, Matt Watson is actually mainly covered in glitter. It's a. Not sure if it's related to
it was a fun night last night.
Yeah. He paid me back all the money he owed me in ones.
No, I was at Avengers last night.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's do another one.
All right. This one's kind of an easy one. Heavyweight Championship of the World. What's your walkout music?
Ooh. I'm either going with My Dick by Mickey Avalon, because that's like my default whatever, or the theme from Rocky.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rocky theme's a popular one.
Or Mama Said Knock You Out.
Oh, also there you go. One. Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to think of like a WWE walk-in music or something. Yeah, sure. I can't think of any good ones.
Probably something by Stained or...
So, yeah.
I love it when the Royals did that. They had their walk-in music.
They still do?
Yeah. And yeah. There was some pretty obscure things
there's
that people
pick. There's a guy that's using Baby Shark.
Oh, my God.
This year, which is probably cruel.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like get that shit stuck in your head. It's rough, man.
Yeah.
It's rough.
We're going to see that tonight.
Baby Shark?
Maybe.
Or the Royals.
The Royals.
I will see the Royals tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're going to pull a sweet and great tomorrow.
Cool.
Yeah. Did you have an answer to that?
I was going to go like Rick Ashley. Never going to.
Which one?
Never going to give you
are up. You going to Rick Roll?
I was actually. I was going to demonstrate how it works in the context of, you know, social memes.
And that's, speaking of which, there are some actual cards or things that exist that may require you to perhaps do an interpretive dance.
Yeah, we've got a couple of action cards, we call them, in the deck.
Yeah, and in future versions of the digital version, you will be able to share those.
I feel like there should be some karaoke in here somewhere.
It's always an option.
Yeah.
So that's a good tiebreaker.
Yeah, and that's one of the ways really we set up the rules is that if you had a tie, you have to do an action to your next selection. So this is bringing kind of the charades element in. The interpretive dance card is always a fun one.
Watson's immediately depressed because he knows that he just doesn't win live action competitions like that. Let's do one. Ready? Let's get. It's been like 30 episodes. Ready? Beat him again. Rock beats the scissors.
I thought you two were going to actually dance or something.
He has literally never beat me on the show. He beat me once off the show, and then he thought he'd be cute and like do rock, paper, scissors over like a $200 dinner tab. Yeah, he didn't win that either. I'm going to retire.
Okay.
I'm going out. I'm like Floyd Mayweather, dude. Like, yeah, I just feel like I don't. Yeah.
You just have good defense.
It's just like, I don't even have a reason to play anymore. Like I have everything to lose, nothing to gain this point. All right. Let's play another one here.
All right. So this one is another mixtape, This Moment. So deep, wet kissing while ocean waves gently crash over you and your lover.
Oh my God. It's got to be Marvin Gaye. Let's get it on.
Okay. Let's get it on. Your voice is almost getting deep enough. Are you on pills
Let's
for that?
Let's get it on.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? What have you been doing? Because, like, I listened to episode one, like 5 minutes of it, and you're like, hi, I'm Matt Watson. And now you're like, hi. Bob Fesco's got nothing on you, bro.
It's my sexy voice.
What?
I've been working on it.
Dude.
It's good.
I know.
Let's get it on.
I have to come up with it. Man, what's... I'm going with Tiny Bubbles by Don Ho.
Nice.
It's the first thing that came into my mind, man.
Yeah, and it's hard playing it without the ability to look up the song. So we're just going, you know,
well,
the top of our head.
That's okay.
I think when you have the suggestions, you have to include that, the Rick Roll song every time.
Yeah.
Like that's an answer every time.
Yeah, we talked with the developers last night about building in if you weren't able to pick a song in 60 seconds, we would have songs like that just automatically are your
random,
selection.
Yeah, like idea. Five random songs.
And why even wait that long? You should have the knowing the impending pressure of a countdown timer.
Yeah.
There's going to be people that are just going to freeze up.
I mean, we haven't defined the time, but I think it's a great.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. I think it's great. All right. How many cards do we have left?
I've got two.
All right. Let's do them.
All right. As you walk into the courtyard, it's evident you are not alone. Lurking in the shadows are 20 of the world's most lethal ninjas. You draw your samurai sword. It's go time. What song plays?
Kung Fu Fighting. Everybody was Kung Fu Fighting.
Yep.
DeCourcy was fast as lightning.
Oh, man. I don't know.
I'll go Bang Bang by Nancy Sinatra, which is really more of a Tarantino play.
Yeah. But
actually, my wife played that song to this card, and I was like shocked and amazed. I was like, that is the best song for this ever.
This is where those suggestions would be so nice.
Sure.
Yeah. It's like the app should collect everybody's answer to them, and then over time it like says, oh, well, there's a high percentage of people always do these. And sure. These are like some of the suggested ones.
Yep. Good idea.
Yeah. One, some of the future things we talked about is like, you know, the first version will be like if we were playing in here and then being able to actually do it, like play it like kind of words with friends shit, you know, just like whomever, wherever, seeing the answers that people would come up with would be fun. Yeah. You're like, oh, wow, that's a great song.
Sure.
Kind of like Kung Fu Fighting. Do you guys remember Hong Kong Phooey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he has do you know he has a song? Sublime did an amazing cover of it, and it's like nobody has a copy of it, and it's awesome.
No.
Yeah. Hong Kong Phooey, number one super guy. Yeah, something like that. Anyway.
I mean, scenarios like that, you can always default. When they're kind of like movie settings, you can always default to like Beethoven or something just because of the drama. It usually works.
I would never vote for orchestral music.
Or jam bands.
Maybe. I'd be like, hey, I'm going to need you guys to listen to this 23-minute song. I'm going to go take a nap. And if you guys feel that this really stirred up, invoked some memory, just wait for the good part. It takes a little bit to develop.
They're building up to it.
Yeah, they're really
the first 20 minutes.
All right, we got one card left.
By the way, I took Matt to his first jam band concert last week. That was the one we went to, which we had fun. It was a good show. Yeah,
it was good.
Yeah. It was definitely, but they don't even sing. They don't even have any words.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no words in any other song.
It's a true jam band.
Yeah. They were really good. They were really good.
You only know the song's over when they stop playing for a second?
Pretty much. Nice. And then they'll be like, thank you, Kansas City. And then they start another song.
Sweet.
For like 28 minutes or like three in a row. All right. What do we got?
All right. Last card. The shuttle door has just been closed. As you buckle your safety harness and cycle through the pre-flight checklist, the magnitude of your first solo flight into space is weighing heavily. You've pre-programmed the in-flight stereo to blast one song as soon as the engines ignite for liftoff. What song do you blast off to?
2001, A Space Odyssey. And I did go orchestral.
You did.
I know. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Bum,
bum, bum, bum. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of...
There's really funky disco versions of it. Those are the ones I'm going with.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for
the clarification.
Like Bee Gees, like Fish does a good one. That's one I recognize it. But anyway.
I think that one's like Night on Disco Mountain or something that.
Dude, it's going to be something like
that. I got to go with a song by The Killers called Spaceman.
Okay.
Cool. I'll go...
Elton John's Rocket Man would probably be good too.
Yeah. Bowie. Space Oddity. I'll go with Eruption by Van Halen.
Because
it's a blast off song.
Yeah, sure. Dude, you could probably, there's a long list of blast off songs.
For sure.
Well, theoretically, we would have been keeping score here, which would have meant I won.
So say you.
Maybe not.
I was the judge every time. So.
Me?
No.
Joel?
Yeah.
Did we even establish that? I thought we were trying to keep things.
He read the cards. He's
we said we were going to keep things classy. We want things to be on an even playing field. I don't feel like letting Joel be judgmental of this.
All right.
When you have me back, I'll continue tallying the score. But right now, the game isn't over.
Well, let's actually talk about that because we wanted to, you know, use this particular instance. You know, we're obviously involved in this going forward, and you know, we want to have you back on a recurring basis to. Talk about some of that because, you know, we're trying to talk about, well, and we should throw a little tidbit in then. So hopefully everyone had fun playing the game too, that's out there listening. Mixtapethegame.com.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Games currently for sale at Target. You can buy it at Amazon. We'll have an app out for this in a month.
Is it in every Target in the US?
As far as I could see. Yeah.
Wow. That's
impressive. It was national.
Yeah. That's impressive.
Barnes and Noble too.
How was no one listening to this guy? That's my point. Like, and that's why we're doing what we're doing with investing in the sweet and greet stuff. And like, there's just people out there that have shit going on that matters. And
that's really impressive to get that wide of retail distribution.
Yeah.
I mean, most people, that's a dream.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. We need to figure out like the volumetric calculation on 38,000 decks of mixtape because that's pallets.
Yeah, I mean 2,500 when I did the Kickstarter, 2,500 fit on a pallet.
Did it?
Yeah.
I was like when my books were delivered, it was like that. It was like all wrapped in cellophane.
Exactly.
And like off the guy was like, yeah, I'm supposed to just drop these off the back of the truck. I was like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
Wheel these back to the warehouse.
Yeah. No, my brother was there. I was in Sweden, so he's the one that actually pushed the pallet into my garage, which was rad.
I see. You know what I really appreciate about Sweden is the dots that are over the vowels. I don't even know what those are, but I don't even know what they do. They just look cool.
Yeah, I agree.
So while we're, so let's go ahead in the theory of our recurring theme. So we've got this started.
Yeah.
What are a couple of things as someone, all right. So you, you're kind of new to the software development process.
Yes.
What have you learned? I know it's still early, but what have you picked up, and like, what is different than what you thought? What's a little more challenging? Like, talk to us.
So I think the first thing is that, it's really overwhelming, and that as I've started to visualize the finished product of it being a digital object, I have so many more questions that need answers. You know, the cool thing is that I'm really, sharpening the idea of what I want it to be, you know, the elements that need to be there, the elements that we can wait on. There's just so many things that I did not know. And I'm pretty humble about it. I mean, I don't know anything about it.
So you and I have worked together on some of that.
Yeah.
And like the things that you've heard me say is, look, we're going to do all this stuff, but we got to be brilliant on the basic stuff first.
Right.
Like, have I said that about 12 times?
Yeah. And I, you know,
it's actually the only thing I've said. Other than that, you've been guiding the whole thing. Joel, now you by trade, when you're not a mixtape superhero, you're also a graphic designer, right?
Yep.
And that's going to help a lot.
Oh, dude, I haven't even shown you that. I'll tell you what, it looks amazing.
Thanks.
Like A+ amazing, like really legit, amazing panels and everything. So
yeah. I'm really excited to see this now.
It's good. It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I, by the way, I wouldn't say it, but I mean, like, it's solid. I'm really excited for this coming out.
So Thank you.
We have some of our, we have our iOS guru and our Android guru working with another mobile developer to turn this out pretty quickly.
Do we have an estimated timeline?
They told us, man, it just shocks me sometimes how quickly things can come together when you have the right people working on it. We're like a week and a half into this, and they told us next week they're going to have a beta sample, like wow. A first flight, like
yeah. To
try out.
And I think, you know, for me, you know, when I said grateful at the start of the podcast, it's if I would have gotten an investor and done this alone, there would be so many places where I would have no one to turn to.
Yeah.
You guys offering that to someone like me or anyone in Kansas City is so valuable because I can turn to both of you for questions, mentoring questions, mm-hmm. digital questions, technical questions. And I have a team of guys that I can kind of bounce the ideas off. You know, they say, don't add stuff to the product line. I'm really trying to avoid that stuff, but I also need some guidance. And it's just been very beneficial to have that support from an investor. You know, I mean, I wouldn't have been able to do it, and it would probably fail without you guys.
Well, we look more at it like a partner,
you know, I feel that way too.
And that part of it is like, I mean, I think this game's really cool, and I think the digital version of it's going to be
sweet. I think it could be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I see that, you know, I just kind of like I said, it's like, I can't wait to like call people I know in the music industry and try to get them to play it and post it on social media or something.
So
and like,
what will you charge for the game?
We haven't quite defined that yet.
Getting that figured out.
Yeah.
I mean, basically what we've talked about is having a really basic version of it for free. And then you have some upgrades, some enhancements, like if you want to like share pictures or video, or maybe buy, you know, like you could have like the classic rock or the hip hop pack or something like that. Just different things.
Hmm. Yeah. Or you do a pack of an expansion pack of cards. It's just based on high school or, you know, the love pack or the sweetheart or the bachelorette party pack. So these scenarios are written towards these types
or even particular bands.
Sure.
I mean, imagine like any band being able to have their own, like the Blink 182 edition of mixtape. You know, and like, I don't know, maybe we're getting that figured out. I mean, so we, you know, we try to keep things open. Like some of the things we were talking about the other night is you were like, yeah, we want to do video. I was like, we're going to need to test that. And so we don't accidentally get a $10,000 server bill from people playing this for free.
Yeah. That's the interesting thing about a mobile app like this is how to monetize it. And
yeah,
I think the distribution of this is a lot easier because it has more of a network effect, right? Like one mm-hmm. person downloads it, they get all their friends to play with them and whatever.
And with that, some of the other revenue is like impression-based advertising.
Right, advertising.
So just like imagine it shows an ad to everybody as it turns the card mm-hmm. or something like that. And that's what we've been modeling out. That's actually been harder than getting the actual like,
yeah,
there's a test version rolling. That was easy, but getting all the other options and figuring out like what we wanted to integrate with. So, you know, we had talked about like, you know, there's, that's what I love about building stuff now is any major big box product has a developer, something like Spotify's got Apple has Music Kit.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like, they're like, here's the pieces. Do what you want. Here's the Legos. Build whatever you want.
Yeah, that was one of the first steps, and even being able to visualize it is, do these things exist? And they do, and they were free. So,
well, that's what's cool is Spotify and Apple, and a lot of them probably have like you can probably play 30 seconds or something of any song, even if you don't, you know, license Spotify or Apple.
And that's how you're going to sign up and sign in on some of these things. And then also like Facebook was a big one because we want people to be able to, you know, like share it with their friends. And the scores, we want to put some like viral boost components in it that like say, hey, do you want to take a picture and share it? If you guys playing mixtape and it, you know, spits out, you know, kind of a custom mixtape branded image or something. I don't know.
We're
going to get it figured out.
Yeah.
I mean, we're mainly just going to play the shit out of this game here on the show with Joel, and then we'll call it a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds fun.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to doing this. When this digital product comes out, doing like a live, we'll have like another live podcast. Did you enjoy that, by the way, last week?
I did.
You did?
Yeah, I felt like the subject matter was very important to anyone who's trying to do this.
Being burnout, depressed, and lonely?
Yeah.
What's the song that best describes that?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, dude, that's what we're going to do. We're going to make the Startup Founders Edition. It's going to be ugly. Think about that. You just realized that.
There should be a deck of cards. It's for founders.
You realize.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We could do the founder. I mean,
your investor just called. It's 2 a.m. You have no money in the bank. What is the song?
That's great.
Fuck you. By CeeLo Green. Once again. Yeah, so. Well, anyway, Joel, welcome to the Full Scale family. We're looking forward to doing this. I'm looking forward to having you back to talk about the progress. Thanks for the update there. I think this is going to be fast and it's going to be fast and easy.
It's going to be a fun ride for sure.
Yeah, I think it's going to be cool, and I can't wait to let everyone know about you know, when they can get the digital version. I don't think it's going to be. You ask about when? I mean, 45 days less.
Cool. Very cool.
And then lots of cool things coming after that. Like I said, I really, you know, some of the things we talked about is, you know, being able to have that super shared component of it, you know, like with Words with Friends, where you could just play with people you didn't even know or whatever. And I think that'll be cool. So, well, anyway, thanks for coming in, Joel.
Yeah, you bet. My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
See you next time.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Startup Hustle with Matt DeCourcy and Matt Watson. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit startuphustle.xyz. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and subscribe. And we'll catch you next time on Startup Hustle.